Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Bad, 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 bad. Amazing
why. Yeah, yeah. Well, welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got a very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. And as you know, Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's been with me since 1998, and we've already celebrated her third anniversary. I mean, her 16th anniversary with us. And she has been, all these years, she's been joining me on a regular basis to talk about healthcare public policy, even when it wasn't a hot topic, even when it wasn't a big deal back, you know, 12 years ago, 10 years ago. Even eight years ago, it was still not a hot topic, but we were talking about, she and I were talking about market, free market type solutions, not government solutions. Then, of course, we wind up with the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, the so-called Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. And so she and I have been talking about that all these years, and now this thing is rolling out, and there are people on, you know, who are coming out of the woodwork to defend it or to denounce it. And I've asked Grace Marie to join us again to talk about that. Grace Marie, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. You know, and the reason we continue to talk about it is because health care is always at the top of the list of small business concerns, because they are on the front line of the policy mistakes that leaders at both the federal and the state level continue to make.
I've got some news on that, Grace Marie. By the way, folks, Grace Marie is president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org. I've got some news on that. Recently, and I just talked about this in the previous segments, Grace Marie, I polled my audience a couple of weeks ago about what were their greatest challenges. And healthcare came in. The Obamacare, in fact, what the actual... Let me see if I can find the actual question was, if Obamacare was impacting their HR strategy. And only about 8% said that Obamacare was on the top of their list. But here's the thing. As you know, the employer mandate got put off a year, right? So I wonder if because that number was so low this time, if that was the reason. What do you think? I mean, is it did it serve the purpose that Obama's administration wanted, to get small business owners not to, you know, not be so concerned about it in this election year? What do you think?
Well, I think maybe the specific question about, is it impacting their HR strategy? You also could ask them, how is it impacting you and your family? Because a number of other polls have shown that about 50% of people feel they've already been personally impacted by Obamacare, half of them in a negative way. So,
well, the reason I asked the question that way was because the underlying question, or the top question, was, what are the greatest challenges of your business? And so that's the reason why I had to keep the option in a business thing. So but you're right, when you ask business owners the way I did this year, 2014, it seems like it may be down on the list, and I think it's because the mandate was pushed off a year. But if you ask business owners, as you said, about their own family and their own experience, for example, in my case, my premiums went up 25% for nothing, for no reason.
Right. Well, they went up because for that insurance policy to comply with Obamacare, it has to cover many more things, including a long list of procedures that you cannot pay out of pocket for. So,
but I'm paying more for things that I don't.
For your health insurance policy.
I'm paying more for something I don't need, though. That's the thing.
Exactly, and a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, yeah. And so, anyway, I just thought it was interesting that, and the reason, even though my polls are unscientific and they're online polls, Grace Marie, whenever I match my results against the really high-quality ghost.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.